For 2 years, Facebook has defended its users' right to publish photos and jokes that highlight rape and domestic violence. But a fierce social media campaign that's seen more than a dozen companies withdraw ads from Facebook has prompted an about-face. Jennifer Macy reports.
Most people use Facebook to share pictures and stay in touch with friends. It couldn't be further from the sort of degrading and offensive material that some people are posting. Pages such as "This is why Indian girls get raped," "Violently raping your friend just for laughs," or "Raping your girlfriend." Jacqueline Friedman is the Executive Director of Women, Action and the Media, or WAM.
You're talking about images of women beaten, bruised, bloody, cut up, really, really offensive, and phrases like, "one-third of women are abused, two-thirds of men aren't doing their job." Really, very blatantly offensive. This isn't about gray areas. This is about content that very explicitly promotes violence against women. It's not for the faint of stomach. Facebook is perfectly capable of and does all the time crack down on other kinds of hate speech, like anti-Semitic hate speech, anti-Islamic hate speech, homophobic hate speech. They're already saying some speech is allowed on Facebook and other speech is not, so why this should be allowable is really quite beyond me.
Just over a week ago, the group WAM, along with the UK-based Everyday Sexism Project and a writer for the Huffington Post, launched a campaign against Facebook. They called on the company to take a tougher stance against pages encouraging violence against women and children. The campaign attracted more than 60,000 tweets and hundreds of thousands of signatures to an online petition. Jacqueline Friedman says they also emailed companies that advertise on Facebook.
So we decided to target advertisers, including Dove and American Express and Zipcar, and saying, you know, your ads are appearing on these pages that promote violence against women, and even if this individual page gets taken down, until Facebook changes their approach to monitoring and cracking down on violence against women, then your ads are going to keep appearing on these pages. And if you wouldn't advertise in a newspaper that promotes this kind of content, why would you advertise on Facebook until they make a change?
Thanks to that pressure, 15 companies, including the cosmetic firm Dove and the car company Nissan, pulled their ads from Facebook. Clementine Ford is a social media commentator and a writer for Fairfax Newspaper's This Daily Life column.
The way that it works is that they're advertising it based on the demographic of the users, it's based on their gender, it's based on the things that, or the words that they use frequently in their statuses, and then the advertising kind of gets filtered through that and presented to users, not to actual sites, if that makes sense. So it's not, say, that Toyota is choosing to advertise on a page that's promoting rape memes. It's that the people who are using that page have at some point demonstrated that they'd be open to that advertising. And so this is a really clever thing about the campaign that they're running, is that it's targeting advertisers who probably don't know that this is where their advertising is ending up. So it's twofold in the sense that it gives advertisers the opportunity to really make a difference and to call Facebook on what they're doing. But it also works to expose advertisers who just don't care.
Today, Facebook released a statement saying it will crack down on these pages.
In recent days, it's become clear that our systems to identify and remove hate speech have failed to work as effectively as we would like, particularly around issues of gender-based hate. In some cases, content is not being removed as quickly as we want. We need to do better, and we will.
Jacqueline Friedman from Women, Action and the Media.
We're thrilled that Facebook has responded. We are really excited to be working with them, and that's part of the agreement, is that we'll be collaborating with them as they evaluate their guidelines and their practices and their moderation training. And we're really excited to help Facebook become a leader on this issue instead of part of the problem. They really have stepped up, and we're thrilled.
However, Clementine Ford says it's disappointing that Facebook took so long to respond.
The response has been really woeful, and it's people all over have little anecdotes about how Facebook has replied to their reports with the standard kind of line that it doesn't violate the community standards. And at some point you have to sort of question what those community standards could possibly be when an image of a woman being beaten, or, you know, an image encouraging people to rape women doesn't violate community standards.
She says it's an absurd irony that in the past, Facebook has been quick to remove other images it found offensive, such as women breastfeeding their babies.
Jennifer Macy with that report.